Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Maseches Chagiga. Today we are learning Parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, and Parak Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, as we continue discussing the various stringencies that Kodesh items have over Truma when it comes to the halachos of Tuma Vetara, of impurity and purity. Says the Mishnah, Achlin Achalim Neguvim Biyadayim Miso Avos Bitruma. As we get ready to discuss the 10th way in which Kodesh is more strict than Truma, the Mishnah says that you're allowed to eat dry chulin foods with hands that are tamei, even with Truma foods in our mouths, and since hand Truma has only the status of a sheni l'tuma, which is too weak to transmit Tuma to chulin, the chulin remains tahor even when tamei hands touch it. Therefore, it can be eaten together with Truma. Avalo b'kodesh, says the Mishnah, a person may not do so with Kodesh food in his mouth out of concern that he might touch the Kodesh food in his mouth with his tamei hands and make them tamei. Now, the 11th and final way that the standards of Tahara for Kodesh are more strict than those for Truma is regarding a rabbinic requirement when it comes to immersing in a mikvah. Says the Mishnah, ha'onen an onen, after his period of aninos is over, again, an onen is someone who is in between the death of one of his close relatives and the kvur, the burial. So at this point, we're dealing with a situation where the aninos has passed and the burial took place. Says the Mishnah, u'mechusar kipurim, and a mechusar kipurim, after he brought his various karbanos, a mechusar kipurim, which literally means one who lacks a kapara, one who lacks atonement, refers to someone who is required to bring a karban at the end of his or her tumah period to become fully tahor, in addition to the usual immersion and waiting until tzeisik ochavit. Now, although he has immersed in the mikvah and waited for nightfall to come, since he has not yet brought the required karban, he is considered to be a mechusar kipurim, someone who is lacking the full atonement, and he may not eat Kodesh until he brings the required atonement through the Karbanos. So says the Mishnah that, again, both an Onan and someone who's the status of Mechusar Kippurim, after he had brought his Karbanos, though, Tzirichin Tvila LaKodesh, he needs immersion in the mikvah in order to become fit for eating Kodesh foods by an Anamidurabanon level. That since an Onan and a Mechusar Kippurim are usher to eat Kodesh, they might not bother protecting themselves against Tuma. Therefore, the Chachamim made a gezeira that after leaving such a status, they must immerse themselves in a mikvah before eating any sort of Kodesh. Of Velo Truma, says the Mishnah, but you don't have to go into the mikvah for Truma in order to become fit for eating Truma after leaving such a status. Since a person may eat Truma while in Onan or Mechusar Kippurim, he would surely protect himself against Tuma, so that Truma would not become forbidden to him, and immersion is therefore not necessary when it comes to Truma when leaving either status. Continuing now with Perek Yemel Mishnah Dalet. The previous Mishnah dealt with various stringencies of Kodesh over Truma. The next three Mishnahs are going to deal with stringencies of Truma over Kodesh. Now, these stringencies concern the trustworthiness of Ame Haaret in regard to matters of Tuma and Tahara. Now, Ame Haaret, as we learned specifically and mostly in Maseches Demai, but in Maseches Truma as well, are those who are ignorant of and thus generally careless about the halachas of Tuma and Tara. There's as opposed to Chaverim, Chaver, who we generally assume is careful with matters of Tuma. Now, since many Amei Haaretz cannot be trusted in these areas, the Chachamim decreed that they must be considered as Tame. Therefore, any food, drink, or kli that they touch generally become tame. As the Mishnah will explain, the Chacham made some exceptions to this rule. Says the Mishnah, Chomer b'Truma. A strictness of Truma over Kodesh is Shebihudan Emanim Al Taharos Yayin Vishemen Koyimos Hashana, that in the area of Yehuda, Ame Haaretz are trusted when it comes to the Tahara of various wine and oil used for Karbanos throughout the year, but on a Midrabanon level, they are not trusted about the Tahara of Truma, wine and oil, during most of the year. Uvishas Hagitos. However, during the wine pressing and the olive pressing seasons, they are trusted when it comes to the Tahara of Truma as well, because they were more careful during this particular season. As the Bartanura points out, during the harvest and the pressing seasons, all Jews, even Am HaAretz, would make sure their utensils were pure, and they purify themselves as well, in order to ensure that the truma about to be separated from their produce would remain tahor. Therefore, if Am HaAretz assert during this particular period of time that their truma is tahor, we trust them, we believe them, we assume that they are in fact tahor. The chumra of truma then is that Am HaAretz are trusted about its tahara status only during certain seasons, whereas they are trusted about the tahara status of kodesh all year round. Now the Mishnah is going to continue to discuss the trustworthiness of Am HaAretz regarding truma. Says the Mishnah, Avru Hagitos V'Habadim. If the wine pressing and olive pressing seasons passed, Ve'hiviu Lo Chavis Shel Yayin Shel Truma, and Am HaAretz brought a barrel of truma wine to a Kohen who was a Chaver, who again is trustworthy when it comes to separating truma, and he claims that it was Tahor. Says the Mishnah, Lo Yikablena Mimenu. The Kohen may not accept it from him, since, as we learned previously, Am HaAretz are trusted to vouch for the tahara status of truma only during the pressing season, which in this case has already passed. Aval manicha legas haba, but even after the pressing season, and Am HaAretz may set his truma wine aside until the next wine pressing season, when he will go again, when he will once again be trusted and then present it to the chaver. Ve'amar marlo, and if after the close of the pressing season, and Am HaAretz presented a barrel of truma wine to a chaver, claiming that it was tahor, and said to him, Hifrashti lesocha revius kodesh, that I designated within this barrel of truma wine a quarter lug of wine for kodesh to be poured as a nesach on the mizbeach naaman, then he would be trusted not only about the kodesh wine, but even when it comes to the truma wine as well. Another stringency of truma over kodesh has the Mishnah, kad yayin v'kadei shemen hamidumaos, that if jugs of wine and jugs of oil that were prepared by Am HaAretz, they're a mixture of truma, chulin, and kodesh, meaning that the Am HaAretz plans to separate chumos and maisos from jugs of tevel, wine or oil, and then to designate a portion of the remaining wine or oil as kodesh, belonging to the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Mishnah, Ne'amanin aleihem b'shas hagitos v'habadim, if the Am HaAretz state that the jugs and their contents are tahor, they are trusted during the wine pressing and the olive pressing seasons, not only about the contents, but even about the tahara of the jugs themselves. The kodem lagitos shevim yom, and for 70 days before the wine pressing season, the period during which people purify their kelim in preparation for the pressing season, since Am HaAretz are trusted about the portion of wine or oil that will eventually be designated as kodesh, they are also trusted for 70 days prior to the wine pressing season about the tahara of the jugs that contain the kodesh and the portion of shuma within them. Am HaAretz are not trusted, however, about the tahara of kelim containing only truma and no kodesh. This is therefore the second stringency of truma over kodesh. Have a great day.